Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
Look, we'll get into this in just a few minutes, but it's going to snow, Jamie.
I'm having a heart attack.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. My heart is killing me.
Is it your heart?
Yeah.
Is it right there?
It's right there.
Oh, that ain't good.
Is that good?
Oh, today could be the day.
Did I die?
No.
Oh, that you get to use the paddles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get to use the defibrillator on you.
Great.
Yeah, rip off your shirt.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I hope today's the day.
I hope, yeah.
You've been waiting a long time for this.
It's fantastic.
BJ Jamie Morning
die.
Show live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. And not just the KALC Studios, the Belco Studios too. Also, on the Odyssey app, you can get it for free. The snow, I mentioned the snow. It looks like maybe my side of town, 4 to 6 inches. Maybe
at the
south.
Tunnel. What about the tunnel?
The tunnel? I didn't catch the tunnel.
Oh, yeah. What?
I'm sorry.
Well, that's
I didn't
I
catch
live.
The tunnel.
I live at
you
the
know
tunnel.
Me. It's all about my neighborhood.
Right. What about Parker?
They said 3 to 4 inches.
3 to 4 inches.
Yeah,
nice.
3 to 4.
Cool.
Yeah. So, and the snow is supposed to start Thursday night. That's tomorrow night. And all day. I mean, all day Friday.
Wow. That'll be neat, I guess.
So
it's
enjoy
funny
your next 2 days.
Because in my Facebook memories, I have blizzards in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This time. So it's totally normal.
Yeah. It just seems like the end of April into Mother's Day, there's always something that's going to surprise us, right?
Right. Yeah.
All right. So I got to tell you about the recycle project that my son did at school.
Recycle?
Yeah, it's called a recycle project. You have to use recycled material.
Oh, you told us it was a science project.
I thought it was.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was, but I'm so disconnected, okay?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it's a recycle project.
Oh,
I was made aware of that yesterday.
Gotcha.
My son made a spaceship. Well, his mom.
Yeah.
But my son made a spaceship. Remember, this is the first grade. He got a 100.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Good.
Aced it.
Nice.
Yeah. He got the full score, baby.
Yeah, I saw it was like a Diet Coke bottle that was spray painted silver. Yeah, it was
Sprite.
A Sprite and a spaceship. That was good.
Yeah, it was very good. But he did come home yesterday. We're very concerned about Timmy in the class.
Oh, no.
Yes,
oh,
there's a kid. Now, Timmy's not his real name.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But Timmy in the class, no. Timmy didn't go all out with the project.
Oh.
Timmy made a flute out of a toilet paper roll.
Oh, okay. Good for Timmy.
Yeah. I can see that.
The teacher wasn't impressed.
Oh, she wasn't?
From what I understand. Well, yeah. Timmy's on the edge now.
Why would the teacher tell other kids? I don't like that teacher. That teacher's a bad teacher. Why would that teacher tell other kids?
Call him out?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if she called him out or not, but that was just the, I guess, the way they perceived it in the class.
You said not a lot of work was put into it. Yeah.
Poor little Timmy. Poor little Timmy.
Flute out of toilet paper.
But a 100, man. Nice. We're acing that school.
Yeah.
They gotta pick up pace over there.
Right?
Yeah. It's too easy for my kid.
Isn't it like their week? It's Catholic week, right? It's like
Passover.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tuesday something, you know, Terrible Tuesday or. You know, Trumpet Tuesday. I don't know
what it is. That was yesterday, right?
That was yesterday. Yeah. And today is something else, but I forgot what it is. I can't keep up with it.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. And they tried to teach me the whole, you know, the whole cross thing on you. But I could never remember.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost or something like that.
Holy Spirit? Is it Holy Ghost? It could be.
I'm not Catholic.
No, I'm not either. Yeah. So, but they tried to teach me. I always forget which side to go to first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it throws me off just a bit.
Yep.
Well, it is.
Things get harder in life. Hope you can ace it.
Oh, man. It's going to be a crazy day today. We have a red flag warning.
Yeah, we do.
The wind's going to kick up, and it's dry out there, so don't start a fire, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Pretty nasty, huh?
It is. It's so dry, and I keep getting shocked everywhere.
You, me too.
Oh, my God. I'm so over it.
Constant.
You know, it's painful.
Yeah.
It's like I open the refrigerator. I'm like, God.
I know. I'm coming in this morning. These people that get out and jog at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
I don't understand you
they
folks.
They really make me feel bad about me.
They're unbelievable. They got lights all over their bodies.
Yeah.
They look like they're in some, you know, movie or something with, you know, aliens, but they're running down the street at 4 o'clock in the morning. I can barely get to my truck.
I know. That's what I said. They make me feel bad about me.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Overachievers, you bastards.
Yeah. And this morning in my neighborhood, I saw a group of people. Like four people got up and together went out.
Like a run club, yeah.
Yeah, like a run club at 4 a.m.
Oh, today is Spy Wednesday.
What is Spy Wednesday?
Shmadel, go ahead and tell them what Spy Wednesday is.
Wednesday of Holy Week is traditionally known as Spy Wednesday to commemorate the treachery of Judas, who made a bargain with the high priest to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
Yeah. Judas was a mean dude.
Whoa, yeah, he was.
You couldn't trust him.
No, he was bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw him in that cartoon last week.
Yeah.
I saw him in concert, Judas Priest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same guy. You can't trust him.
Yeah.
Can't trust him.
Yeah, today is the end of Lent, and then tomorrow it enters into the Holy Triduum, which it says the three great liturgical days, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday.
Yeah. Today is the end of Lent?
That's what it says.
Oh, so tomorrow your kid can have candy.
Dude, they cheated so much.
They went. Where did they go?
They went down to Mexico, and they had a candy bar down there. And we went to the movie on Sunday. He had candy there. I mean, they cheated so much. But if you ask him about it, no, that was a special occurrence. No, that doesn't count.
Exception.
Yes, it does.
It was an exception.
Yeah. It does count.
They were exempt.
Yeah. Right. Does anybody ever make it through Lent?
I don't think so. I don't.
It'd be hard.
I mean, you come on strong. When Lent first starts, you're like a herd of turtles out there. Yeah. But I don't know if you ever make it.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, today is the last day. So let's, you know, open up the floodgates again. Here comes the candy. Right?
Ta-da.
All right. We have to take a break. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, just getting started. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Wednesday. It's Wednesday. The week is halfway over, man. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Man, there's a controversy up at CU. Have you seen this?
I have not.
Let me explain it to you, Jamie White.
Right.
And you tell me how you feel about it. So it was announced yesterday that Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter, their jerseys, their numbers will be retired.
Okay.
Putting the numbers away. 2 and 12. Boy, oh boy, not a lot of people happy about the Shedeur Sanders number being retired.
Really?
Because they don't feel like that was earned. Travis Hunter, yes, he won the Heisman. Big name, kind of like that Shalom guy back in the day, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that. But they're saying that Shedeur, it's kind of coach's son privilege that's going on here.
He's a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah. But to retire a number, Jamie,
you
got to have a record better than 13 and 12.
Well, that's true.
You got to do better than placing eighth in the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
Eighth, okay. That your number is locked away forever.
I kind of see it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made me see the light. Yeah. You just persuaded me. Yeah,
there's a lot of former athletes that came out yesterday on social media saying that this is a disgrace.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That some of them accomplished a lot more than what this guy did, and his is going to be retired.
What was that guy that did the Hail Mary or caught the Hail Mary?
Isn't that the Shalom guy?
No,
it was Stewart. Cordell Stewart.
Yeah, did they retire his number?
No. There's only been four players in the history Colorado football that's been retired.
Yeah.
And three of the four, they've put their number back into circulation again.
Really?
Well, maybe that's what they'll do. Maybe they'll just like do it as a ceremony, you know,
and then. And then in like 5 years, number two will be.
Maybe they'll just retire for 2025.
Yeah.
And then bring it back again next year.
Yeah, that's a better idea.
Here's the story.
If you're looking for something to do, here's an idea.
I'm looking for something to do.
Yeah.
What's there something to do?
We'll get to that. That's a moose migration.
A moose migration?
Oh, it's a big story.
I'm excited.
But I got to save that story because that's a 7 o'clocker there.
Okay.
See you announced today that Travis Hunter's number 12 and Shador Sanders' number 2 will be retired by the school forever. The two will join just four other CU Buff football players with their numbers retired in their 135-year history. They'll be celebrated on Saturday at the spring game. I absolutely disagree with this decision. Hunter, as a Heisman winner, I could understand. Then again, Rashan Salaam had to wait 23 years for his number retirement. But Shador seems like a forced plus one here, quarterbacking your team to a 10-7 record over 2 years and ending with a blowout loss in the Alamo Bowl does not qualify you for immediate jersey retirement. CU has so much history and so many legends in their 135 years, and perhaps one day would be the right day to retire Shador's number, but not today. And I feel like the school felt like they had to do it to please the head coach, and maybe sell some more tickets to the spring game.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's on Nine News last night.
Man. Yeah,
they went off on this yesterday, Jamie.
My feed, obviously,
you know what, I follow this stuff, so I get a little bit more than other people get. But, man, people were outraged over this.
Wow.
It's like, you can't get your number retired because you're the coach's son.
Well, and he was only there for 2 years.
Yeah, so, well, I will say, though, it says that Salaam was only there for 1 year.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
And he got retired. Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. But I agree. This is a bunch of crap.
And not only that, what a crock it is that these guys from years ago, they said 125 years of football, right? You've got three other guys that were back in the 50s, 40s, or 60s, whatever.
36 to 37 was one guy.
Is that one of them?
Yeah, okay. 59 to 61 was another guy.
Okay.
Bobby Anderson, 67 to 69.
Oh, Bobby. He was a player.
Then Shalom, whatever, is 93 to 94.
All right, everybody but Shalom, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody before that, they've already put their numbers back out there. It's almost like they waited for him to die.
Oh God!
And then stuck their numbers back on the team again. Like, they'll never know now. You know?
Yeah. If
you retire a number, like for example, nobody can ever wear number 7 for the Broncos, can they?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how you retire a number.
Yeah, if I was Shador, I would say, like, no.
I would, too.
No, thank you.
That's okay, yeah.
I really appreciate it, but no, thank you.
Yeah. Now, is his brother still got another year up there? Because next, we're going to have his number
Shiloh.
Retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Shalom or whatever his name is.
Is it Shiloh?
Shiloh.
Yeah, Shiloh.
Anyway, big controversy this morning.
Well, I see that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we looking for? What are we going to do?
We're going to look at the moose migration.
There's a
Have
moose.
Have you seen this?
No.
Oh, my God.
There's a moose.
I went yesterday.
Wait, you're supposed to save it till 7?
Yeah.
Is that great?
It's huge.
Oh,
Jamie,
my God.
This saying has been viewed by millions. Spinell, am I exaggerating here?
Oh, dude, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, people love the moose migration.
Really, we're saving till 7?
Yeah.
you know, over in North Carolina, they have those ponies. You know what I'm talking about? The ponies that migrate?
The stallions?
No. Yeah.
There's a pony migration in North Carolina?
I have no idea about that.
I've never heard of that.
They go from an island, and then when the water gets low enough, they migrate. Okay?
Okay.
But there's one in North Carolina.
Whoa, it's like geese.
Yeah, kind of like that, Jamie.
Or like tarantulas down in Pueblo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this is moose.
Let's go on and on.
This is mooses that are doing this. But I don't want to say too much now.
Yeah.
We'll be right. Yeah. We'll be right back. Don't want to ruin it.
You're right.
Yes.
Right.
Don't put too much information out there. It's amazing. Wait till you hear about this.
And now Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. All right, a couple of things going on. First of all, Gayle King is pushing back at everybody that is mad at her for calling it just a ride up in space. Which, by the way, it was just a ride up in space.
But she's not happy with that.
It was just a ride up in space. It's all you guys did. You didn't do anything else. You're not like cutting edge women or anything like that. You're just glam squad girls that went up in space.
And by the way,
boyfriends and you know, in the fiance's $1 billion rocket.
We've had the same attitude to everybody else that's gone up in this rocket. The same attitude for the most part, because all they do is they go up for 10 minutes, they get to the edge of space, and then they float around a little bit and come home. And all the, you know, the trips that have been taken prior to that, we said the same thing about. There's nothing different here.
Well, no, I didn't say there was.
No. I'm just saying for people who are saying that it's not being compared the same.
We've always said like it's like it's still.
It's a joke in a way.
Yeah, it's just a ride. All right, so here's Gayle King.
Oh, hang on a second.
Number two.
I forgot. My bad. Here it is.
But I say anybody that is criticizing this, and some of them are people I know and like, so I'm a little surprised. I say you should go to Blue Origin and see what they're doing. I was one of those people in the beginning too. Space, why are we spending money on space when we have so much to do here? Space exploration is not an either or, it's a both and. And because you're doing something in space doesn't mean you're taking anything away from what's happening on Earth. And so once you educate yourself and you see that, and what the team in Blue Origin is doing, what it takes to get that rocket up and get it down safely with the precision. They said the mission was flawless.
Right.
That's number one.
That's what I heard too.
Number two, I really resent that people are calling it a ride. We duplicated the trajectory of Alan Shepard's flight back in the day. No one called that a ride. A ride sounds frivolous. It sounds insignificant. This was a bona fide flight. It was a ride.
It was insignificant. I mean, as far, like, yay.
And she makes it sound like that this voyage that they took, or this ride that they took, somehow contributed to the space exploration program. Yeah. And it doesn't.
No, it's got nothing.
You didn't do any tests up there. You didn't do it. You rode up. Katy Perry sang a song for you, and you came home.
Exactly.
And the people that went up before you, I said the same thing about it. It's a little joyride.
I posted this. This is part of somebody's, their whole take on the ride, if you will. It said, but let's be honest, you were a passenger, and your voyage was built on the foundation of women decades before you. If anything, you sent a message to little girls that glam was more important than STEM-related programs that can help provide the path to space. You sent a message that hair and makeup was a priority over math and science, if anything. And you told our future that space is easy. As long as you have a designer suit and rich friends. Scathing.
Who wrote that?
I don't know. I forgot to give him credit. But it's really good. Really good. Anyway, it was right.
Well, the people that went up there, and they were there for 9 months. Think about those people, okay? They went up there just for a few days, and they got stuck up there for 9 months doing research, doing tests up there. I mean, that's a space exploration, okay? That's what that's all about. This is just a joyride.
And if you saw, what's her name, when she came back, she didn't have a glam squad.
Who?
Sunny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Oh, Sunny. No. No, she didn't. No.
She didn't take lip gloss up
at all.
No.
Hair color.
Nothing like that. Yeah. All right. Anyway, Blake Lively. Man, this whole Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively thing will not die. Apparently, there was a crew member who spoke about what she saw. Here it is. Number one.
What do you make of the allegations and the complaints against him?
In my opinion, I find it very hard to believe the allegations against him. And considering his mission statement about the film and him genuinely pitching that he was doing this film to help young women, I just find it hard to believe the allegations, to be honest.
As a woman yourself, did you ever feel uncomfortable at all in your dealings with Justin?
No, not at all. I would say I felt more comfortable being around Justin than a lot of film directors in my experience. I feel like maybe Blake smelled his kindness, mistook it for weakness, and tried to take advantage and take power. So, yeah.
So you believe Blake Lively wrestled control of the film?
I think she tried to, yes.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's not good.
Ouch, right?
Okay.
Man.
We're getting the real story.
Mistook his kindness for weakness.
Yeah. That's I feel like that's the way I'm treated at home.
Yeah.
My kindness.
Your kindness is taken for weakness. Weakness.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I'm sure you're so kind.
I'm so kind. You wouldn't believe how kind I am.
Hey, Carson, what's going on with Love Island?
Love Island?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh, I thought you would totally know.
No. I'm not watching that one.
Oh, man, I set it up and everything. I thought for sure he knew. I don't either. It's making headlines. Something about Kendall and Liv.
I saw where your buddy, what was his name? Jerry, the old guy that was on The Bachelor?
Yeah, Jerry.
Jerry?
Yep.
Was it Jerry or Gary?
Gary.
You don't remember.
Yeah, it's Gary. It's spelled Jerry, but it's Gary.
He's Jerry. Jerry. Yeah. Jerry. No, Gary. Anyway, he's got a new girlfriend.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he came out yesterday talking about it.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to reveal who she is.
Oh, okay.
It's too close to the separation and the divorce of the other lady.
Yeah. Well, good for him. Good for him.
I meant to send it to Carson.
You should have, because I didn't see that anywhere.
Yeah, Jerry.
He's your idol, right?
I just saw that he turned down the Bachelor in Paradise, the golden Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, he turned it down?
Yeah, which I was a little ashamed about.
Yeah.
I wanted him to be on that show.
It's because he's got a girlfriend.
It makes sense.
Yeah. It does make sense. Elon Musk, this is crazy. The baby mama, you know that kid that he's trying to hide? Well, I guess he was paying hush money, or he offered her hush money. He offered her $15 million and $100,000 a month to not disclose that he was the father of the child until that child turned 21.
Woo!
Man. $15 million and $100,000 a month. And she said no. His name is Romulus, by the way.
I don't understand the purpose.
Of what?
Why he'd want it quiet for 21 years. It makes no sense to me.
I don't get it either.
It's like, don't say a word. Don't even tell the kid. Don't tell anybody until he's 21.
Yeah,
I don't even understand it.
So he wasn't going to be a part of the kid's life either?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it seems
none
like
of it. Makes sense. Now, again, this is her allegations, right?
Right, but
that's what
but
she's
Elon's
saying.
A bizarre son of a gun.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm just saying that's what she's saying, but it just doesn't add up to me.
Well, and he's always talking about, like, you know, spread your seed and, you know, just make all the babies you can.
Yeah, this is his 14th child. And I did read that he was moving a bunch of baby mamas into the same house.
That's a good
book. That should be a reality show, right?
I think they have that. You know, it's Mormon Wives or whatever. What was that? You know, it's like three women and that guy. Oh, my God.
And this is the perfect time to do it with Mother's Day coming up.
It really is. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to make one trip.
Wives of Mormon Wives?
One trip.
No, that's
no. Not the other. It's the guy, the one guy. He has gray hair and he's got those three chicks. And they were all living together, but that they've kind of like...
Oh, Sister Wives.
Sister Wives.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's doing Sister Wives right there. Oh, yeah, he's moving them all into one mansion. I don't know if I'd want to do that. I'd be like... But I guess that the kids all need to know each other because they're siblings, you know? What a bizarre story. All right, let's see here. Charlie Sheen's daughter said she has cut off all ties with Charlie Sheen. Sammy Sheen says that she's not speaking to her father, Charlie, because after her nose surgery, he didn't even call to check on her.
Hmm.
And that is weird. Like, he didn't
It's even, weird.
Yeah.
I don't think he's happy with her, though.
With Sammy?
That whole OnlyFans thing, you know?
I don't know.
I think that's part of it, too.
I don't know. He was on the reality show with them all, and he was fine with them. I think he just is so self-absorbed. He was probably like, oh, you had surgery? Yeah, oh, okay. And then finally, speaking of which, Amanda Bynes says she's going to be on OnlyFans.
She is? Spadell!
No, she's...
No. Not that one.
Not Amanda.
What's wrong?
She's just... No.
Order now!
Big no. I'm going to pass.
And that's
skip.
And it's kind of sad, too. Yeah. You know? Like, that whole thing.
She
like
did say resort. That she's not going to do sleazy content, though. She's just going to use it as a platform to chat with people.
Yeah. I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
She's going to be chatting with you.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Well, maybe you can help.
Let's see here. She's, it says, she suffered a series of highly publicized mental health struggles. She was placed under a conservatorship in August of 2013. What's 2013? And 1 month after being hospitalized and put on a psychiatric hold for setting fire to a stranger's driveway, her mother, Lynn, was named as her conservator for 1 year later. She was freed from that in 2022 and has since occasionally taken to social media to share updates on her life. It's a sad situation, that one right there. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, coming up next, moose migration.
Whoa.
Millions are watching. That's all I need to say.
You really, it is.
Coming up next, it's big. It's big. Started yesterday. All right, we'll tell you more next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios on the Odyssey app. Anything from the program you missed this morning will be up there because it's a podcast on the Odyssey app and it's all free. Let's see here. Snow on the way. We do have snow coming in. Now, today and tomorrow, red flag warnings because it's dry and windy. But then the snow rolls in here tomorrow night.
And also a shout out to all the CPAs who are sleeping in.
Yeah. Quite relieved this morning, right?
Yeah, I bet they are, yep.
Yeah, we finished up the taxes yesterday.
Yeah, everybody did, right?
I had to write the check. Well, unless you did an extension.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just glad it's over.
It's over till next year.
It's a terrible
time
of year.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah. You know, they shouldn't put tax time right in the middle of, like, religious week.
Yeah, right?
That's kind of wrong.
It's wrong. Because you're right. Cussing and stuff.
Look, I know in the news over the past couple of days, there's been some big stories like these chicks that went to space.
Yeah.
And all the talk about it.
Did you hear that Katy Perry said, I want to put the ass in astronaut?
No, I did not.
No way.
I like it, though.
And then and Lauren Sanchez, she designed the suits with some big time designer or whatever. Yeah. And she's like, I really want to spice them up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed it showed a little bit of cleavage in these things, too.
These things don't help these girls.
No. Yeah. But I will say, it was a big story. It was a big story, them getting in the rocket and going up.
Who cares?
But it's not a story that compares with this story.
Right.
Are you aware of the great moose migration in Sweden?
Not until I walked in here. Apparently, you've been going on and on about it.
Schmidel!
It's everywhere, man.
Yeah?
Everyone wants to see the moose.
Let me just play you, because it started yesterday, and they got to jump on it this year because the weather's been warmer than normal. Did you know that?
I did not know.
No.
Well, I'm full of information.
Wow.
When it comes to the mooses.
Yeah.
All right, here's the story.
Millions of people around the world tuning in for 24-hour live coverage of Sweden's epic moose migration.
Told you.
Wow, it's leading on trends.
And folks,
they keep flipping. There's 23 cameras across different points where the migration can happen. And you know, like those channels on TV it's just like the burning fireplace?
Yeah, yeah. Or the aquarium.
Or the aquarium?
Yeah.
It's like that, but
there's
real.
There's one lady on the story that says that she sits down, makes enough food to last for several days to watch the migration. And she surrounds herself with the food and drink and all that. She said it's so intense and it's so spectacular that she can't even get up to go to the bathroom. She loves it so much because there's a moose. Oh, there's another moose. A moose over there.
This says it's Moose Seed TV.
Jamie.
It does. It says here.
Moose Seed TV.
Yeah, it's a headline. Moose Seed TV.
You didn't make that up.
No. It's a headline right here.
I mean, they even, like, so if you download the SVT Play app, you can even get push notifications when a moose is actually on camera.
Really?
So you can tune in right that second.
They are expecting today.
Yeah.
Today. For the moose migration, the great moose migration.
Yeah.
They're expecting over 13 million people watching.
Wow. Wow.
I think that's more than watch the girls go in space.
They're calling these people moose mega fans.
Moose mega fans. I told you, this is huge.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
Spiel, can we put up a link for all of our followers and listeners?
Yeah, I'll get one up.
Yeah, yeah, because people are screaming for this, I'm sure.
I want to hear what this guy says. Hold on.
We actually don't see it very often. The way you experience the great moose migration production is unique. The slow TV concept and the meditative feeling of the program is actually what people likes, because everyone is so stressed today with the social media and the way we produce everything we do in our life.
Yeah.
And this is the total opposite of that. That's one thing I think people really
Yeah, they really like it.
And when you see these mooses, they look better than Lauren Sanchez or Katy Perry, to be honest with you. So, I mean, it's a good TV.
I don't know. It's a little stressful watching them swim. They're so big.
Yeah.
you know? And then getting out of the ice, this guy's like, oh, God.
But I think they all make it. I'm not sure you got any floaters in there. So.
Well, this one has those little orange things on both of his arms.
Oh, the floaties. Yeah. That's good.
Oh, good for him. Yeah. All right, you got to check this out. The Great Moose Migration. Yeah. 13 million people will be watching today. And it goes on until May 4th.
It says, BJ, stop calling them girls. You're contributing to the problem.
What problem?
I don't know.
About the girls?
I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know why you can't call them girls. Yeah.
What problem am I contributing to?
I'm trying to figure that one out.
Yeah. Should I use broads?
Yeah, broads is better.
Chicks? Yeah. Should I say chicks?
Bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I'm trying to push a moose on you. I don't care about the chicks that went up in space, okay? I'm trying to tell you about the Great Moose Migration.
Why don't you talk how you really do off the air and you call them sugar teas?
I'll spice it up right there.
Anyway, back to the mooses. Yeah, this is very exciting.
Yes?
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Thank you. Back to the mooses.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, sure.
When you said sugar tea, I started thinking, I wasn't thinking moose all of a sudden. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, no, that's not it. Oh, no, that's something else.
All right, well, you get it. All right, we'll put the link up on our Facebook page. You got to see the Great Moose Migration.
It's Moose CTV.
Yeah. Solid. It is solid entertainment.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie, morning show. On a Wednesday with a nice day today, but it's all going to change tomorrow night with rain and snow. Did you see this story of this guy at the Manitou Incline that passed away?
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, he tried to climb it and exhausted.
Yeah. Was
expired.
It a heart attack or what?
I'm assuming. Here's the story.
Okay. New this morning, an investigation continues in southern Colorado after a hiker died on the Manitou Incline. City officials say some bystanders, they discovered a man who was suffering a medical emergency yesterday morning and called 911. The group attempted to perform CPR, but he passed away after paramedics got there. He's been identified as 64-year-old from Oregon, but his name has not been released. Investigators are trying to figure out how exactly he died. The city also says every climber should assess their body and the routine before taking on the incline.
I do. I assess me.
Yeah, you wouldn't make it either.
No. Well, we have a pact here at the radio station that if our elevators aren't working, then Jamie and I are going home.
Yeah. Right? And that's 11 stories.
Yeah. And we're like, hey, if those elevators don't work, we're out of here, man. I'm not going to risk my life on these stairs. So I know I couldn't make the incline. Now, I've been to the incline, sitting at the bottom having a cigar.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
My wife
good.
Climbed it.
Oh,
I just sat there waiting on him.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, you've seen it too. Yeah. Carson says he's been up it a couple of times.
It's a workout.
I bet it is. Yeah, it looks like it is. It doesn't look fun.
What a terrible story, though. Yeah. Have you ever been down there, though, to that little town, the little Manitou Springs area?
Yeah.
That's a cool little, day out, I guess.
I feel like there's nothing there, but I don't remember.
Oh, they have the big arcade.
Oh,
you remember the Penny Arcade?
I don't remember
that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's just I'm not going to get on the incline. You know? I'm not a big fan of walking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Walking?
Yeah. I like sitting.
Yeah, sitting is good.
One of my favorite things to do is sit.
And you give it your all.
Money Millions raffle. All right, folks. Deadline for the early bird drawing is this Friday at midnight. Now, the early bird drawing, that's just one drawing along with other drawings, but you want to get your tickets because if you don't get your tickets, you're going to miss out on this early bird.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like he said, midnight Friday. Go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Again, it's MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Here's what he's talking about. The 2025 Audi SQ7 plus a trip to Switzerland or $125,000 of cash.
Man.
Sorry, I don't know what that voice was.
That would be tough to make that decision.
Yeah, it would, right? What would you pick?
I think I'd take the cash and then see how cheap I could go to Switzerland.
All right, good plan. Well,
I'm just always trying to work the system, you know what I mean?
That.
Yeah.
I
like All right, get your tickets. Go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. And again, once you're a part of this, you're a part of the big drawing, that big mansion and everything else, MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie, morning show.
Don't be sad. It's just a few people.
Yeah, don't let them get you down.
Yeah, I mean, your excitement really excited me.
Well, here's the way I see it, Jamie.
Yeah.
And we're talking about some texts that I received this morning after doing the moose story, the great moose migration.
Migration, yeah.
And like, hey, you guys, that's great show prep you got there. Nothing else going on.
Let me read one of them. It was really good. It says, hey, so no show prep today, huh? The moose crap is boring. That's all you got?
It's not funny. It's a big story.
It's a big story. Huge.
It's everywhere.
Millions tune in for 3-week live stream of Sweden's moose migration.
And if you have a vendetta or, you know, just hate mooses in general,
right,
then that's on you. It's not on me. Okay.
It says stop doom scrolling and watch the great moose migration live stream. Yeah, people are saying it's captivating the audiences.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there. Captivating.
Right. Unless you try it, then don't diss it, okay? Go look at it. You probably can't turn away from it.
Probably not. Yeah, I can't actually find it, though.
You can't?
No. I can't find the live stream. All I'm finding is articles, but I can't find the actual live stream.
We'll keep looking.
Okay. Did you post
it? But it's everywhere.
I posted an article about how people can download the app, but the actual, I have the live stream right here. It's just, it's a weird URL, and I feel like if people see it, they're going to think it's like a scam or something, because it's svtplay.se/video, and then it has all these.
Yeah, that's their public broadcast.
Well,
yeah.
Will you put it up so I can click on it, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
I care. But there's nothing happening. I'm watching it right now. It's just a bunch of trees.
That's why you need to download the app to get the push notifications, folks, for the most.
Everything that's out there today, show prep wise, blah, 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 it's all political crap.
Right.
Okay?
This is happiness.
And we don't like to do that. We don't like to go there. Who cares what's going on here or there or whatever? You get enough of that slapped into your face every single day. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
You don't get mooses in your face every day. So you need to figure this out on your own.
Well, his other big plan, I'll just be honest, behind the scenes was, hey, maybe we get John, the Mountain Wave weather guy, on.
Hey, it's going to snow.
I was like, well, that should top the moose stuff.
You can't go wrong with weather.
You can't.
I've always heard that.
Right?
I've always heard that with weather.
Hey, there's a whole channel about it.
Yeah. So if we get John on, because I'm looking at the forecast, and it looks like significant snow here.
It really?
You know,
yeah,
4 to 6 inches.
3 inches. Yeah.
Whoa. 4 to 6.
That's significant.
It is.
It's all going to melt, though. It's all going to melt on top.
Boy, oh boy. Good Lord. Is it negative Nancy Day or what?
No, I like the moose. I'm backing you on the moose.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I like the moose. Yeah. Yeah. I'm watching it live, and there's nothing going on. I see a...
Well, you're not guaranteed a moose every minute.
What happened?
Okay, so there was a goose, and I'm not even kidding. There was a swan, and he was upside down with his butt in the air.
He was diving for fish.
Yeah, and another swan came and bit his butt.
What?
Moose must see TV.
That was really funny. I'm sorry.
Look, it's entertaining.
Yeah, you didn't see that coming.
No, you did not see that one coming. Sorry.
That's all I got today, folks. It's tabloid trash.
Oh, my God.
Next, here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Yeah, this is a bad situation. Somebody said that they were just chased by turkeys on their bike near Chatfield. They're saying that turkeys are out of control right now.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
I haven't seen one.
You haven't? I have. Yeah, I have. There's tons of them.
Turkeys,
and they're even in Denver.
Yeah, there's a lot in Castle Rock, too.
Yeah, in Metro Denver, there's turkeys.
Have you seen them?
I haven't been to Metro Denver in a while, but I've seen them around, yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I had a whole baby. I had a mom and her babies in my yard.
Yeah. I could see where you live that you could get them, but not in my hood.
Yeah.
Just stray cats.
Well, they're saying they're in Metro Denver.
Yeah, that's surprising to me.
Spadil, do you have a turkey? Here's a turkey story for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I found a news story about it.
Okay. Yeah, at 3:30, we have been getting a lot of reports about an increase in, right here,
wild turkeys. We're looking into what's behind this so-called turkey takeover this afternoon. Arapahoe County noticed a spike in sightings, but they say it's nothing to be alarmed about right now.
No.
It's turkey mating season, which means that there are more turkeys around the city. Another factor is an increase in local turkey populations. That's a result of wildlife restoration projects. If you notice injured or aggressive turkeys, though, you are asked to report it to Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
It is turkey time.
Yeah. So if you see a turkey just in its underwear, then you know what's going on.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
I feel like you're trying to top my moose story.
I think they are.
For the big turkey story. Yeah, you know, when you talk about turkey mating.
Turkey mating season. Woo!
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Yeah.
What's that thing under here?
Isn't that their gobble?
The flapper?
No, it's called,
it's called something. Yeah. I don't think it's their gobble. It's called
a waddle.
A waddle.
Yeah.
It's their waddle. They gobble with their waddle. I don't know. It's a flap of skin that hangs from their chin and can change color. Huh. Red, white, or blue, depending on the turkey's mood and health.
Ooh,
no. Oh, I didn't know that.
Are these turkeys edible?
And it says waddles are more prominent in males and are used for attracting mates. So if you see a waddle like change red, that means it is turkey time.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if wild turkeys would be good to eat. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you can.
Yes, you can legally eat wild turkeys in Colorado, but only if you have the proper licenses and permits for hunting them.
Yeah, I think you can.
Yeah.
I don't know how good they are. I like my butterball.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'd rather have
but all the chemicals in it and stuff. So
people have big turkeys for years.
Yeah,
they wild
sure
turkeys.
Well, they sure did.
Wild
Thank you
turkeys.
For that on the prairie, right?
No moose, but turkeys.
Yeah, yeah, they sure did. I've seen those pictures
in
the museum.
Yeah. Back in the, you know, the pilgrim days.
Yep, pheasants, turkeys, you name it, all those birds. All right, anyway. Hey, this is crazy. ESPN is going to have the Savannah Banana Games on, 10 of them.
No kidding.
Yeah. ESPN. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Man, they've come a long way. Yeah, Banana Ball will be seen on ESPN. 10 games they're going to start playing, I believe, the end of this month. So there you go. Mr. Beast is having a problem. So Mr. Beast did a thing with Resort World in Las Vegas where he had a special weekend event. It was a collaboration with Resort World. And all these people bought into it. They were supposed to have a special event, a whole thing. They got gift bags. It was supposed to be amazing. Well, apparently nobody from Resort World even knew about it, even though it was collaboration. They said none of the resort people had any idea that this was going on. They said that their gift bags had different sized t-shirts in it, and that if they looked on the site, on Mr. Beast's site, they were all his markdowns.
No, it was just a clearance sale, basically.
All his clearance stuff were in their gift bags.
Wow.
And so they had no events planned. There was nothing to do, and people went home. And now Mr. Beast said he's going to make up for it. They said there was nothing going on. There was no events like they promised.
How does that happen?
I guess Pete puts it together. Yeah. Inside joke.
He was basically just clearing out his prize closet.
Yeah, he was. And it says mis-sized shirts and just all his clearance items. Yeah.
That's bizarre. And how much did they, does it say how much they paid for a ticket?
I didn't.
Because you got to figure it was thousands of dollars to go out to Vegas.
Yeah.
And they said, Resort World.
They said when the staff didn't even know that was going on, they just left. They were like, there was nothing to do. All this big, you know, like, oh, we're going to have events and things are going to go on. And then they got a $50, because they were so upset, they got a $50 pool credit.
What is that?
Like
drinks at the pool?
Yeah, drinks at the pool. They were like, yay.
Which will buy you not even two drinks,
right,
probably.
Exactly. So they got that.
This news story I found says that they spent approximately $1,000 per attendee.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. And got nothing but a clearance shirt.
Yeah, he's going to have to make that up.
He said he is. He apologized. He said he's
Does it say how many people actually bought into it? I'll bet you it's hundreds.
It's like Firefest.
It doesn't have an exact number, but it says hundreds,
Wow. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen teased another collaboration. It's called I Ain't Coming Back, and it'll drop this Friday.
Can't wait to hear it.
Woo! I bet it goes something like this. I ain't coming back.
Boom. You nailed it.
Yeah, yeah.
You nailed it.
Right there.
I do like those beer commercials they do where they talk about they can't drink a beer until the commercial's over.
Right.
Have you seen those?
I haven't.
Those are great.
No.
Because they're sitting there with the beer and they say, well, you know the rules. You cannot take a drink out of a beer on TV. You got to wait till it's over. And as the camera goes dark, you see him turn it up.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, that's funny.
That's great.
Let's see here. It says Benson Boone also announced his upcoming album, his new album called American Heart, and it's set for release on June 20th. His single, Sorry, I'm Here for Someone Else, will be included on the album. Also, Benson Boone is set to perform on Saturday Night Live already. Wow. May 3rd. So that'll be a big deal.
Good for him.
Yep. He's blown up, hasn't he?
It's crazy.
I can't believe we were lucky enough to have him at our show.
Yeah.
You know, the headliner. That was pretty cool. Liv Tyler is opening up. I didn't even know this. Did you guys know that Liv Tyler didn't know that Steven Tyler was her dad?
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it says that she lived her whole life. Well, no, that's not true. She lived all the way up until like 12 years old, thinking that her real dad was Todd Rundgren. And Rundgren. She thought that was her dad. And then one day she went to see Aerosmith with her mom. And it sounds to me like her mom had some cocktails. And her mom was like, you know, that's her dad.
Todd Rundgren?
Is her dad. Was her stepdad.
And she thought that was her dad?
For 12 years.
Holy moly.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
so she said she found out Steven was her real dad when she was about 12 after taking a paternity test. But the story starts earlier. She actually attended one of his concerts as a kid. And afterwards, her mom said, that's your dad! Isn't that crazy?
I wouldn't believe my mom. Would you?
No.
It'd be like,
Steven
Mom,
Tyler.
Stop it.
Exactly.
We're at the Aerosmith concert. You're just dreaming.
Yeah, you're just in love with him or something. Yeah. So it says the story turned out to be true. She said she stared out her front window for hours and hours and days and days trying to process it all. But eventually she came to a place of acceptance and even joy and said, wow, she thought to herself, I have two dads. So that's what she said. She said that Todd signed her birth certificate and helped raise her. He was always a steady force in her life. He took care of me as if he was my dad. She said, I don't talk to him that much now, but I still love him very deeply. Well, you know, you kick him to the curb like once you get Steven Tyler as your real dad.
And he was very successful too.
Yeah, he's a musician, right? What did he do?
He did I Wanna Bang on the Drum All Day.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one.
Uh-huh.
He was big.
Had a ghost, Bedell?
I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day. Hey.
Sound just like
him. Wow. Good job.
That was solid.
Bedell, everybody.
Oh, thank you.
That was solid. Todd Rundgren.
Yeah, really good. Man, it's like I was at a concert.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. And then there's a bunch of other crap I don't want to talk about. There you go, tabloid trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. We're going to have a nice day today. Oh, there's a red flag warning, so be careful out there. Wind will kick up, then snow in the forecast by the weekend. Wow.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. You know the lottery I love a lot. The drawing is tonight. It's huge. It's $10 million. $10.8 million.
Oh, nobody won it still?
For the Colorado Lotto.
That's crazy.
The drawing is tonight. Tickets are a couple of bucks. Get your tickets. Again, I love this lottery.
I
because
know you
it's
do.
Not as many numbers, which gives you a little bit better. I mean, still, the chances are really slim.
You remember putting it out there in the universe?
I know. I just wanted everybody to realize that that big drawing is tonight. I've never seen it this high. Ever.
That's big.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So $10.8 million. Colorado Lotto is the drawing, and it is tonight. Be sure and get your tickets, right?
Man, there's a lot of turkey talk going on in our Texnado.
Oh, there are?
Yeah. Hold on.
I can't believe I hadn't seen the turkey story.
Yeah, people are saying that's so weird because they've lived out by Murphy Creek golf course for years, and they never saw any turkeys, and then all of a sudden they're seeing them everywhere.
I'll bet you on the way home today I see a turkey.
Well,
now that we've talked about it, you know? Maybe they've been around. I just haven't noticed.
How do they mate? How do they do that?
Well,
when a turkey loves another turkey.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they slap their wattles together. I don't know.
I've never seen turkey sex.
I haven't either.
Yeah, no.
Haven't been looking for it. I'm sure you can Google.
I'm sure you could look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm sure you can Google.
Yeah.
You know, YouTube has everything.
They really do.
Yeah.
But I just wondered if the male gets his, like, his all his feathers like that, you know, spread out in a fan.
She's got to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's how they attract him, right?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it, Jamie.
Shake a tail feather.
Why are you looking at me with these questions?
Well, because you usually are know-it-all about everything.
No.
You don't have this knowledge?
I don't know anything about a turkey and how they mate. I don't know.
Oh, is it the female that does that?
This says turkeys engage in a unique mating ritual. Females initiate the act by seductively wiggling their tails and crouching.
There it is.
Signaling the male to mount. Then the male climbs on top.
Wait, read that part again.
Females initiate the act by seductively wiggling their tails and crouching.
BJ,
signaling
look.
The males to mount.
You better stop. That's not funny.
Like,
that's harassment. Oh, Jamie?
Wow. BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the what? BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm just saying the internet scares me.
I know, but can
me.
You just acknowledge I'm having a heart attack, please?
Okay. I'll acknowledge you're having a heart attack.
I'm having a heart attack.
But
I took 7 aspirin. That should help.
Yeah, aspirin does help.
Yeah, so.
Thins your blood.
Yeah, so it'll probably subside anyway. But what are you talking about? That the internet is terrifying you.
Well, you know, the RFK thing, he came into office and all that, you know, talking about all these dyes that are out there.
Now, why is it when he talks about you? Listen, but I've been talking to you about it for years.
I've mentioned dyes, but it's really not as much dyes as it is all the ingredients in, like Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my God.
And all these different things. And now I look at it going, I kind of like that sandwich, but they're saying it's really bad. So everything's scary right now.
Yeah, didn't they, they took away their natural chicken or whatever, and now they use the one with herbs and spices? I mean, as far as chemicals.
There was a big uproar with that whole thing when they made the transition.
I don't know. I'm just saying that it's very scary. I'm starving. That's why this came up.
Gotcha.
Because I'm starving, and then a Chick-fil-A commercial came up, and I started talking about how bad it is for you, they say.
Well, I have the list of things that will tell you if you're old or not.
Oh,
okay.
All right. Speaking of the internet, I just grabbed this from the internet. It's a list of things that if you have any of these things, then you are a codge the effer.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Any of these.
Any of these things, yeah.
You don't have to have like 3 or 4 or 5, just
one.
No,
just one.
One puts you in the category.
One dates you like never before.
Well, that's not fair.
Well, obviously, a landline. I don't have a landline.
I don't have one. Anymore.
I don't have one.
Yeah. You?
No.
No, okay.
Okay, good.
I mean, because landline, you know.
Yeah, that's dated.
Yeah. A cabinet of fine china.
No.
No.
It's not fine.
You have a cabinet of china?
Dishes.
Well, we all have dishes. But
no,
have
dishes in a cabinet.
No, like a display cabinet.
No, a display
cabinet,
of
like
china.
Yeah. Like my mom has one.
Yeah, a china.
I don't think it's china, but there is a display.
You have a display of china?
Yeah. We have a display
you
of
do?
Dishes.
Really?
I don't know if it's china. Yeah.
What does it look like?
White.
I mean, is it a hutch with glass in front of it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, well,
okay.
There's
it's
one strike
got tons of stuff inside.
There's one strike for you.
It's got cups, saucers, everything.
Oh, that's a china cabinet.
Yeah, all right.
I don't think it's real china, though.
Codger plus one. Yeah. All right, so you're at one.
So I got one already.
You got one. Yeah. A formal sitting room. I mean, with actual formal, like, furniture.
Like a table.
Yeah, like, I have a formal room, but it has Papa Shot in it.
Yeah. I don't have a formal.
You have, like, a dining room.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah.
Every room in my house is sitting rooms. Yeah. But it's not. No, I sit in every room. I sit in every room. There's
okay,
a sitting room.
All right, all right.
But it's not formal.
VSH tapes and a VCR.
No. Oh, yeah, I got that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So
really? I got Disney videos out the wazoo.
So do I.
Disney.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm with you, bub.
I got the Lion King.
Wow.
I got all
do you
of
have
it.
Classics.
Yeah.
Do you have the Blu-ray discs?
No. Well,
I have a machine for that.
I have a machine for it. I don't know if I actually have any Blu-rays.
Oh, you guys should get together and watch them.
Yeah. Have a party.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I've got the same machines.
All right. So both of you have the two codgers. Well, no, you only have one. Is it
just the
codger?
One. Yeah.
All right. So BG, you're at two. He's at one codger.
Oh, God.
Piles of old magazines or any old newspapers.
Oh, I got that too.
What?
I got paintball and video game magazines. Just old
that
ones.
That you keep?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I do have like 5 Architectural Digests. Does that count? Because
really.
I have the pages bent for how I want to redesign my house.
Oh, like your marking things.
No, that doesn't count though.
Well, but Pinterest is much better outlet than that. It kind of makes me old. that I have an actual magazine.
Well, if you want to mark yourself, go right ahead. I don't think that does. Okay. I think they're talking about these stacks. People have stacks like just, that they've collected over the last 2 years that they just can't get rid of. You know, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, I have piles of magazines that just like aren't in publication anymore.
Then you still get a cadre point.
Yeah.
All right. So you're tied with BJ for cadre.
Yeah. You and I are tied.
Yeah. Yep. Two and two. A sewing machine that you don't use.
No.
Me either.
No.
I don't even know how to sew.
No.
It looks scary. It looks like your finger will get under that thing.
Yeah.
And it'll
pokey, pokey, pokey.
Yeah, pokey.
It'll just be like blood drawing.
In fact, I haven't seen a sewing machine in forever.
I haven't either, really. But I know my girlfriend's daughter, because she went to school for it. She has this. I do admire people that can sew, I have to tell you. It is kind of amazing.
I have a friend, she makes all of her daughter's clothes.
Wow.
Like, she goes to Joanne Fabrics and gets all the fabric and just hand makes everything.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But I can't even put a button on. I'm not kidding. I don't know how. I have never learned.
I don't think you need a sewing machine for that.
No, you don't. You just need thread and a needle. But I just don't even know how to do it. I mean, I could figure it out.
Yeah, I could figure it out.
I'm sure there's like a crisscross or something. I bet there's a YouTube
figure
about
eight.
It.
Got it.
Figure eight. You have a baton, speaking of which.
A baton.
Like a baton, like figure eight baton.
Oh, no. I don't have one of those.
Me either.
No.
Although, I do love a good baton.
Yeah. I got nothing against it.
Yeah.
But I don't have one.
Where did those girls go, though?
I don't know.
I used to date one in high school.
You did a baton girl,
and she also did the flag. It was the flag girls.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they were like the not cool enough to be cheerleaders, so they were a flag girl. Yeah, I dated one of those. Yeah.
He was with the twirler.
Yeah. Yeah, you could tell too when you look at a band.
Yeah,
flag girls.
Oh my god!
You can tell,
no,
Jamie.
Stop.
You can.
Yeah. Oh my god!
It's a thing.
The flag girls have come a long way.
No, it's like the girls that are in the band.
Okay, that is not nice.
Just saying.
Oh my god.
She took it so seriously.
See?
Oh man, she was a diehard.
Did she ever light the ends on fire?
No, we never had that.
That was impressive. There was a girl that she did the twirling and she lit the ends on fire. We were like, oh. Her name was Melissa.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was good. Yeah. But I don't know where she is now because we all thought she was going to be a professional twirler, but I don't think there's any money in that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't think there's a market out there.
No, it's kind of like paintball.
Yeah.
It's just like, why do it?
A lot like it.
Because it's awesome.
And then finally, the last one is shelves of random collectibles, like, let's say, porcelain dolls, commemorative plates, little glasses, shot glasses, spoons with states on them.
Okay. I got that.
Yeah, I got that too.
I don't.
Hockey stuff all up the wazoo.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah,
collectible hockey?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Schmidl won the Codger contest.
Hey, Codger! Hey! You know what? You are an old man, though.
I am.
You're an old man in a young man's body.
It's true. I'm not even that young man anymore. Yeah, 35. It's kind of breaking down.
Oh, you're over the hill, man.
At least you're not 40 like Carson.
Yeah. BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I want to play this 9 News reporter again, okay? This is about the Shedeur Sanders retiring of the number.
Yeah, that's a big story.
Yeah. This guy, he is full on against this, okay?
Yeah.
So if you don't know the story, Colorado announced yesterday, the Buffaloes, that is, up there in Boulder, they announced yesterday that they would retire the Shedeur Sanders number on the football team, number 2, and also the Travis Hunter number, because he won the Heisman Trophy, right? Which makes a lot of sense. I think the Travis thing makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But man, oh man, people are not happy about Shedeur Sanders, that he is going to get his number retired. And I kind of agree with him. I don't know if he did enough to get a retired number.
Well, especially when you hear this guy speak about it, you'll get it. You know?
Yeah.
I absolutely disagree with this decision. Hunter, as a Heisman winner, I could understand. Then again, Rashan Salaam had to wait 23 years for his number retirement. But Shador seems like a forced plus one here, quarterbacking your team to a 10-7 record over 2 years and ending with a blowout loss in the Alamo Bowl does not qualify you for immediate jersey retirement. Whoa. CU has so much history and so many legends in their 135 years, and perhaps one day would be the right day to retire Shador's number, but not today. And I feel like the school felt like they had to do it to please the head coach, and oh yeah, maybe sell some more tickets to the spring game.
You know, they're in a pickle here.
I know. What do you do?
They announced it yesterday. Oh. They announced that they are going to retire it.
People are pissed.
And now people are going to come out against this, and former athletes, former players up there are totally against this, and now they can't change their mind. It's embarrassing.
I think what the right thing to do would be Shador saying no thank you.
Yeah, he turns it down. Yeah. That would come off way better.
Yeah.
I think that would be a really good idea for him.
Yeah, you know? I think you're right. Yeah. I think he has to walk in and say, hey,
I'd rather not.
It's a bad look.
Right.
With Dad being the coach.
Yeah, I mean, just like, you know what? I know what I did, and I did accomplish a lot, but I didn't accomplish as much as Hunter or the others before him.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's what I was
thinking. Man, oh, man.
They
caused an uproar yesterday.
Well, it is so privileged, right?
It really is.
I mean, come on.
I mean, this kid drives around in his Lamborghini.
Oh. Right, the cars are older. Insane.
Right, didn't they get one of them repossessed?
Yeah, Shiloh's did. The Mercedes, they're trying to possess.
Yeah, they came and got that car.
Yeah,
couldn't make the payment on it. I don't know, man. I think those kids are a mess.
I do too.
Something going on up there. See you, man.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what it is? I have the lottery on my mind right now.
You do. You really do.
I just bought my tickets on Jackpocket.
Yep.
For tonight's drawing.
They don't pay it out.
Colorado Lotto. Yes, they pay.
They didn't pay that last lady. Well, she won millions and millions, and it's still in court.
That was down in Texas, and I don't know. They feel like she was cheating somehow.
How can you cheat? She just bought the tickets. No, they said that it's a law there, and it won't let her get paid.
Yeah.
Because it came through a third party or whatever.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. But I bought my tickets. I'm thinking about the lottery, and I just ran something by you, that a story I'm reading, because, again, it's a lottery. A guy wins $1 billion. This happened about 2 years ago, I think it was. He won $1 billion. He told no one. In fact, he was supposed to disclose himself.
$1 billion.
$1.2 billion.
Damn.
He won like Mega Millions or something like that. So he was supposed to disclose who he is, because in the state of Maine, it's a law.
Okay.
You have to disclose, which that's kind of crazy, right? So he ended up, before he collected his money, he moved his business to Delaware, where he didn't have to disclose it, and he took the money through the business, okay?
That's weird.
He's slick. Oh. Slick. He didn't want to be discovered. He didn't want people knowing.
But it's still the original state's lottery if they make you, you know, if I buy that state's lottery and I live in Colorado, I still have to
claim it through there.
Yeah, I don't know. Huh. They said he moved his business to Delaware, where he could remain anonymous because of Delaware law, and that he collected the money down there. Now, here's where the trial is at right now. They're at trial because he told his wife, but he made her sign a disclosure saying she would never tell anyone.
Well, oh, please. You think you're going to tell your wife something like that and say, don't tell anybody? Come on. It's not even a female thing. It's like, if I tell you, BJ, not to tell anybody that I won $1 billion, you know you're telling.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, I can go down to the parking lot, run into Powerball Pete, and I got all kinds of rumors.
Exactly.
And I tell everybody about it. I can't keep my mouth shut. If I had $1 billion and I won the lottery, everybody in my damn neighborhood would know about it. Right? I mean, I can't keep quiet. This guy, according to his lawsuit, Jamie, he never said a word to anyone. In fact, he's suing his ex-wife because she told his father. He didn't even tell his dad.
Oh, no. That's messed up. That's crazy.
Wow. There's some issues.
You got to tell
I feel like there's some issues there.
How can you be that tight-lipped?
Yeah, right?
I mean, even if you had issues with your dad, wouldn't you want to rub it in his face? Wouldn't you want to go to him and say, hey, Dad, you know what? You know what? You know how you've been to me? How mean you've been to me? Guess what? I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd even want to do that, right?
Right.
Or I would.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because the guy, what's the lead singer from Imagine Dragons? What's his name? I forget. Anyway.
Dan Reynolds.
Yeah, Dan. So he's like, you know, my brothers are a lawyer. My other brother is a surgeon. But guess what? I make more than all of you.
Yeah. It's a bragging moment for sure.
It is.
Yeah, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Spadil, you wouldn't tell anybody, would you?
I feel like Spadil has this weird dream, like in his head, that he wants to be a billionaire so he could just rub it in your face.
Oh yeah,
in my face.
If you were to win the Colorado lottery tonight, you would hear all about it.
Oh my god, he'd be so happy.
Would you
do that to me?
Oh yeah,
I would do that to everybody.
Yeah,
yeah.
You'd do it to everybody.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. So you'd just be that schmuck in the building.
Well, wouldn't we all?
Yeah. I think we all would, I don't think that's anything new.
No, but I feel like he has a secret, dark, like, hope and dream of this.
I mean, I'm just like BJ. Every time I see the lottery, I'm like, man, I'm going to win this one day. Yeah. Like, I just, you know, convince myself that it's going to happen. Yep.
And then every day, me and you, back in the elevator, back to work.
See, the thing with the lottery is I don't have that thing that you guys have.
Yeah.
I don't ever think I'm going to win that.
I kind of wish I didn't have it. I had a mother-in-law like that.
Yeah,
my first marriage. Uh-huh. She was, Jamie, she was, I mean, just hell-bent that she was going to win the damn lottery.
Really?
At some point in her life. She never did.
Yeah.
But she was just all over every single drawing.
Yeah, that one I don't have like a, I do have a slot feeling. Like when I go and play slots, I always have a feeling like it's going to win or whatever. Yeah. But the lottery, I never have that like, man. I mean, I only buy tickets when it gets to like $1 billion.
Yeah.
Because I just don't feel like I'm that
girl. Lot of people are like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, tonight's drawing is $10 million, almost $11 million, in fact. And it's the state lottery, which, you know, somebody's got to win.
Yeah.
Somebody in the state's going to win.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the Belco Studios. Odyssey app is for your phone. It's free. You'll get the podcast of our program later on today, right after the show. In fact, it'll be posted. The big Easter sunrise service at Red Rocks.
Oh, it's going to be cold.
It's a go. It's a go.
Is it?
There's going to be snow, going to be a little chilly, but you can't stop Jesus. No. You can't.
Wow, that is a quotable quote right there. You can't stop Jesus.
Yeah, what is that Jesus saying? It's something about rain, sleet, or snow?
That's the postman.
Close.
Yep.
Yeah. Close.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he uses the same one, too.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's a go. I just read it just a few minutes ago.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Okay.
It's a go. So people show up for your
sunrise
service.
I've always wanted to go to that.
If it wasn't so early, that sunrise is just so damn early, you know?
Well, wait, we
I know, we
work.
Get up all the time.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem, is we get up all through the week. We don't want to get up on a Sunday morning at that time.
That is true.
Because we get up every day before the sun comes
up. But I bet it's so moving. I bet you get, like, goosebumps.
There's been times where that service has had the best weather ever.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you then, when they have really good weather, it's got to be moving just to be out there.
And I know you probably don't know, but is it ticketed? Or do you have to buy tickets or first
No,
come,
I think it's
first?
Free.
Yeah.
I think it's free.
But I bet it's sold out. I mean, you know, it's packed.
I would say I think it's first come, first serve with some standing room.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Yeah.
But they pack that place every single year. But it's a go for this year, too.
All right. Well, it says gates open at 4:45 a.m.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, that is early. That is early. Maybe it won't be packed.
4:45.
And it's snowing. Yeah. Oh, man. But you can't stop Jesus.
You cannot.
He's unstoppable.
Rain, sleet, or snow,
that's
Jamie.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus will always be there.
That's what I heard.
That's the way.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
fireworks. Wow,
and now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
They have a salad bar, right? The big, gigantic salad bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she loves that place,
I love
man.
Earl's, too.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Now, they have two locations here. Jamie and I are hungry.
We are starving. There's one in right by the Park Meadows.
Yeah.
That's the one she went to last night. Yeah. Yeah.
It's delicious. They even have an ice cream little setup.
Yep. Oh, they do? Uh-huh. I can't tell you the last time I was there.
At Earl's?
Long time ago.
Long time ago.
I don't remember, but I don't remember being blown away by it. But, man, she loves that place.
Earl's is a good place. Earl. Good place. Good place. Mm. All right. Wendy's has been trolling Katy Perry.
Who?
Wendy's, the restaurant.
I love it. It's genius.
It's so funny, right? They're getting a lot of pushback, though. A lot of people are mad at them, too. So Wendy's posted a picture of Katy Perry, and it said she just landed or something from space. Can she go back up there and stay or something like that?
Yeah, can we send her back?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The Wendy's hamburger?
Yeah.
They want to send her back?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's real?
It's real. Yeah, it's real. Because everybody's mad at them. Yep. It's on their official page. And then after that, Kesha, who does not like Katy Perry, Kesha posted a picture of herself with the Wendy's fries and a shake underneath the comments.
Oh.
Because she doesn't like Katy Perry. Because Katy Perry worked with her producer, who she sued, and that was the whole thing. Then they also said... They said that she kissed the ground and she liked it. Remember that song?
I kissed a girl and I like it.
So Wendy's put that one up. And then they also said she finally knows what it's like to fly around like a plastic bag. Remember from that song, Fireworks?
When did Wendy's get so mean?
Well, they're really great at social media.
Yeah, their social media team is genius.
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
Wow.
So, but some people are mad at them about it, saying, why are you going after Katy Perry? And then this thing is going viral. Somebody, I don't know who it is, they wrote this whole, like, I don't know, their take on the space shuttle, whatever that thing is, on the penis that flew in the air with the bunch of girls. And it's a really long thing, but I just took a part of it. It says, let's be honest, you were a passenger and your voyage was built on the foundation of women decades before you. If anything, you sent a message to little girls that glam was more important than STEM-related programs that can help provide the path to space. You sent a message that hair and makeup was a priority over math and science. If anything, you told our future that space is easy as long as you have the designer suits and rich friends. Because they're talking about how Katy Perry said, I'm going to put the ass in astronaut. Yeah. They're talking about how Lauren said she did a collaboration with this really big designer that's like those suits cost millions of dollars, right? Because it was with a collaboration with this designer. And she said, I really want to spice up the suits.
I didn't expect this. I didn't expect such a harsh blowback on these girls or these women.
Well, they're saying stupid stuff. They get it.
But I'm just saying, I didn't expect this to turn out like this. I thought it would be a trip up there. We all laugh about it. And then the next day we move on. But man, oh man, it keeps going.
Well, because they kept trying to say that they're, it's history. The first women team. It's like you took a ride.
Yeah, it's what you did. You took a ride.
Anyway. So Gayle King is pushing back at the people that are pushing back. And here's what she had to say about it. Number two.
Number two it is.
But I say anybody that is criticizing this, and some of them are people I know and like, so I'm a little surprised. I say you should go to Blue Origin and see what they're doing. I was one of those people in the beginning too. Space, why are we spending money on space when we have so much to do here? Space exploration is not an either or, it's a both and. And because you're doing something in space, doesn't mean you're taking anything away from what's happening on Earth. And so once you educate yourself and you see that, and what the team in Blue Origin is doing, what it takes to get that rocket up and get it down safely with the precision, they said the mission was flawless.
Right.
That's number one.
That's what I heard too.
Number two, I really resent that people are calling it a ride. We duplicated the trajectory of Alan Shepard's flight back in the day. No one called that a ride. A ride sounds frivolous, it sounds insignificant. This was a bona fide flight. It was a journey. Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
You were in a ride.
Yeah, you were on a ride. I feel like Blue Origin though has to pick up the pace next time. because it's just going to be labeled right. It's just a trip up to space and back down. They've done it, what, three or four times now? Now they have to really, they got to figure out how to become a little bit more seriously involved in space.
I agree with you.
You know, because other than that, because if they just do what they did right there with a bunch of celebrities and they do it again, it's going to really emphasize this is nothing more than up, down, over.
Yeah, they should take some astrophysicists like my kid.
Yeah, they got to take it up a notch.
Yeah, college kids that are actually studying this stuff and know what we're talking. They're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if I, and I'm gonna bring it up again, but if I'm at Elitch's and I ride the parachute ride, it doesn't mean I really parachuted.
No, no, it doesn't. No,
like, it's just a ride.
Yeah, and you know what? I got nothing against them. They went up there. They rode the spaceship.
But it
and,
was about lip gloss and glam and their hair and everything. I mean, and the suits, the designer suits.
And they're the ones that brought this into
this.
Not anybody else.
I'm going to put the ass in astronaut.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see a real scientist say that.
That's asking for some blowback from people who take this seriously.
Yeah. So anyway, let's hear Johnny Depp, man. He looks great. He has gray hair now. He is a silver fox. He's doing a new movie. He's shooting it right now, and he was spotted on the movie set with his new gray hair for the movie. It's called Day Drinker.
Yeah. What?
His new movie that he's shooting right now is called Day Drinker.
Oh, he's playing well.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Okay. It says Murray. You know Murray that plays for the Nuggets?
Jamal Murray.
They say that he's probably going to get traded to Orlando.
Thank God.
Whoa.
He's awful.
You're mean.
I'm so over Murray and Michael Porter Jr. Get rid of both of them.
Whoa. Back off there, crazy man.
Yeah, man, you are.
Yeah, I guess we're going to keep Jokic.
Yeah.
But they're going to kick Murray to the curb.
Yeah, well, they just signed him to a new contract, and he's having, like, one of his worst seasons. He looks like he doesn't really want to play, and they're paying him all this money. So just get rid of him.
Yeah.
It says he'll probably go to Orlando. So anyway, that was just some rumor. The other thing is, oh, my God, you guys, you know how I freak out? Well, I'm having a heart attack right now, and nobody believes me, but and that's fine. But did you guys see this new thing that's going on in Portland? Well, it's 70 miles outside of Portland. There's this rare brain disease, and three people already have it, and it makes, like, holes in your brain. And it's not the amoeba thing, you know?
Yeah, it's nothing eating it?
No, it's nothing eating it. It's just a rare disease, and three people have it, and it's incurable, and it kills you.
Where'd it come from? How do you get it?
I don't know. It's just a disease.
Well, that's scary. I'm not going to Portland.
Is that scary? That is so creepy.
I didn't want to go to Portland to begin with, but now that I know this is up there, I'm not going.
Yeah, it says two deaths already, and one more person has it in the last 8 months. It's called a rare brain disease. The name of it is, go ahead, Schmidt, tell us the name of it.
Mad cow disease.
No, this one.
Crazy disease.
Nailed exactly.
It. Yeah.
CJD. It does have some similarities to mad cow disease, but yeah.
How do we know? Yeah. What's the symptoms?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It says Jacob disease is a very rare form of dementia. Certain proteins called prions misfold and kind of cascade through the brain, causing damage as they go. It causes difficulty with thinking.
I have that.
Memory.
I have
and
that.
Movement problems.
I have that.
It's here.
Oh, my God. I have it.
It's here.
I totally
it's
have it.
It's in the studio.
Listen, I have that. Sudden jerky movements.
Oh. Jerky?
Yeah, jerky movement. Did you just see that?
I did see it.
Wow.
Yeah. Real flitcher.
Yeah.
Visual disturbances. Sometimes I see those little spots in my eyes.
Especially
if I look at a light.
Yeah. Have you been to Portland lately?
No, I haven't, but I feel like I haven't. Whoa, that's kind of crazy. Anyway, let's see here. Oh, I'm so excited about this. I will tell you, I'm very excited about. I just ordered off of Amazon.
Yeah.
A seed sheet.
A seed sheet?
That's right, a seed sheet. I'm very excited
about
this.
What is that?
It's not like a grounding sheet or anything like that. It's called a seed sheet. And it's hard to say, you know, because it sounds like a
seed
sheet.
Yeah,
holy
yeah,
seed
you gotta
sheet.
Say it slow.
Yeah, seed sheet. And so what it is, you guys are gonna love this. It's a sheet of seeds that you lay out on the ground, and it has holes in them, and they already have little pre-planted seeds. And so you can, like, grow a whole garden on your seed sheet.
My neighbor has one.
A seed sheet?
Yep.
Holy yep. crap. They're yep. the rage right now.
I'm with you. Yeah. She's got one, yeah.
A seed cheat.
Yeah, I asked her about it a few days ago.
And what'd she say? It's a seed cheat?
She didn't say seed cheat. She just said it was seeds.
Yeah.
That it was a cover or something like that. She didn't say seed cheat.
It is impressive.
But I saw it.
Yeah, so I'm thinking
makes
about,
sense.
I'm thinking about maybe
and it's biodegradable too.
Yeah,
and yeah, the sheet is.
It's,
yeah,
it's a weed blocker mm-hmm. just with little holes that where the little like lettuce comes
That's
up.
That's awesome.
And eventually the sheet goes away.
Yes,
she did. She
yes.
said, yeah,
it's a seed cheat.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to see your seed cheat.
I know.
Yeah, it's gonna be
no,
hot.
No, I'm thinking about this will be my new. You know how I go through phases?
Yeah.
You know, like pickleball. What was yep. the phase? I think I'm gonna be a seed cheater.
I think we put it out here in the yard somewhere.
That'll
here
be,
at
yeah,
the radio
see
station.
See yeah.
Just so we
works.
Just do live breaks from the garden. You know what I mean?
I like
yeah,
this.
Make
yeah.
it more of a community
I'm
project
really
instead
it.
Of you just having it at your house.
Well, I've always thought like maybe I could garden. I think I could do that.
Yeah.
Didn't you try it in your hot tub?
Yeah, I did a hot tub garden.
And you got some tomatoes, right?
Yeah, well, it wasn't great, but I mean, I did get something. I got peppers for sure.
Now, if I start a garden, does that just say, God, she's old?
It's a giving up yeah. type move, yeah.
But it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's still giving up.
You went to yeah, school for it.
I didn't go to grow tomatoes and radishes and stuff. I was doing, like, agriculture.
Well,
that
we
is
agriculture.
Agriculture
is.
But I meant I was going for weed, though, not...
Oh, that yeah. kind of agriculture.
Yeah.
Oh,
so if I grow weed, then I'm still cool. But if I grow a radish, I'm not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're being laughed at for your radish.
Yeah.
What if I enter it in a contest?
But if you're growing that Mamba crap.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to enter it in
the 4-H-M thing?
Yeah, 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 when the state fair comes
okay.
along. Yeah. That's Jamie's radish. Yeah, it's rad.
Yeah. I'll bet you the sheet thing works.
I bet it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I have anything else? I have a lot, but it doesn't matter. There you
All
go.
Right.
Tabloid track.
All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show, red flag warning today. It's going to be breezy a little bit later on, so don't be trying to start a fire or anything. Then snow for the upcoming weekend could be significant. Also,
BJ and Jamie.
All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show here on this Wednesday morning. It looks like you got a problem with the seed cheats.
The seed cheats?
Yeah.
What?
Looks like squirrels.
Squirrels?
Yeah, according to this report, that they used seed cheats and squirrels ate them all.
Oh, they said use cayenne pepper around them and they'll
yeah.
be fine.
That cayenne pepper, it works.
Hey, when are the yeah. hummingbirds coming? I like those.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think yeah, like I don't know about
like
the hummingbirds.
It's like June.
Yeah.
Late
yeah,
May.
Yeah.
We've had a raccoon problem.
You have?
Yeah. You've got a bear problem.
We got a bear, very big. But it's not a problem. Everybody loves them.
Yeah.
Nobody's calling them. Nobody's calling to have them removed from our neighborhood.
Yeah.
We like them.
The bears?
Yeah. 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 Although, I will tell you.
No. I'd rather have a squirrel problem than a bear problem.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's not good if they have cubs later. Yeah, that's bad.
By the way, hummingbird season is mid-April
to
late May.
All right. We're getting there. Man.
We're there now.
We're there. Mid-April.
I love those people on TikTok that, like, put on those outfits and stuff and, like, and they come up right to their face and their fingers and stuff and just, they put little things in their mouth to feed them. It's pretty
and
cool.
And they just take the pollen right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right there. And Spencer Pratt. He's a big hummingbird fan.
They are cool. They're fascinating.
This is like a wildlife show.
It really is.
I mean,
yeah,
when you add that with the moose migration earlier this morning, I mean, there's a lot going on here.
Did I ever tell you what happened when I first moved here and the bear situation?
Probably.
Okay. Well, I didn't. I feel bad about this. I'm telling it because I feel bad.
Oh,
so
okay.
The bears were dumping out my trash, and it was really irritating. So I asked my dad, who was a zoologist, right? I said, what should I do? And he said, take a little dropper of ammonia and drop it in your trash can, and the bears will not be interested in it at all. So I said, okay. So I did that. Well, the bears did go away from my community.
Yeah.
I guess because what happens is it burns out their nostrils, and they starve to death and die.
Oh,
and they're gone.
And
it
they
worked.
Were, well,
Bob
I did
was
not
right.
want that to happen.
Well, Bob was right, though. You didn't ask
they did
what
go
the,
away. No
you
more.
Didn't ask what the final result was.
No, but he could have told me part B, you know?
Nah, that would disturb you.
Yeah, right? Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And they actually, it burns out their nostrils. They can't smell food anymore, and they starve to death.
He
like,
was,
what a horrible way to die.
He was hoping nobody would tell you down the line that you'd never find out,
so don't
right?
do that, people.
Bears are gone.
Don't do that.
They're gone.
Oh, my God. That's bad.
BJ and Jamie.
I think a lot of people do. I think a lot of people take advantage of the cheap chocolate on Monday after Easter.
I was telling BJ and Carson in here that I was sending a bunch of crap to my son at college. Easter crap, you know, that he probably doesn't want at all. But anyway, bunnies are expensive. Chocolate bunnies are $29.
Is it solid?
It is solid.
Yeah.
$29?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's never going to eat it and bite off an ear.
Is it good size?
It doesn't look that good of a size.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty high, though, $29. But a lot of people will go back on Monday after Easter, and you can get these big chocolate rabbits for like 50 cents, man.
Right, but I thought you were saying that, what I thought you were saying off the air is that you're delaying Easter to Monday.
No.
So you, thought you were that cheap.
No. Well, I'm cheap enough that I'm very limited on the amount of candy I buy for Sunday.
Gotcha.
That I really load up on Monday.
Monday.
So I am cheap.
Okay. All right. Got it. Yeah.
But yeah. And at what point, let me ask you a question, because I saw this video yesterday, and I don't know if it's real or not. It's, you know, AI, it's the internet, who knows. And this girl, she's like 18, 19, maybe 20 years old. And she is having a fit because her mom will not buy her an Easter basket. And this is the first year that her mom's cut her off.
My mom and dad bought it all the way till they died.
An Easter basket?
Yeah.
For you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They would do different funny themes. Like, one year when I first moved out, they did, like, a laundry basket with, like, laundry.
See,
like,
I think that's a cool tradition.
In it
and
bleach and all the stuff that you need for your laundry.
Yeah, I don't get one.
You never got one?
No, not when once I became, you know, older. Once I got past like 18 years old.
Yeah, because I flew back every Easter back home, and then they do like a themed one.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, it was funny.
Right.
Yeah, like beers around the world. Yeah,
I mean, I don't think my kids, the older boys, I don't think they've gotten one for several years.
That's not nice.
And what about you, Spadil?
I've never gotten an Easter basket.
Ever? Really?
No.
Yes, you have. Carson even gave us one.
Well, I mean, from him, but I'm talking about from my parents. They've given me a chocolate bunny once. I think we did a couple Easter egg hunts before I was like 10. But before that, not much.
Really?
Or after that, yeah.
I'll have to bring you a bunny.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bring it till Monday, though.
So did you ever dye Easter eggs?
No.
No?
Not one time.
And did you ever like... Well, I guess you didn't go and...
Did your mom ever make you dress up like the Easter Bunny?
No, that never happened either.
Carson did. Can you find that picture?
I'm sure I can. Okay. I'm sure she has.
Will you ask your mom and we can post it?
I will get one. I mean, it's going to be hard to pick out the best one because it happened every single year.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, one year and it looks so... It looks horrible. We put my son in a little suit, and they had stupid real bunnies.
Yeah.
It looks so, you know what I mean. It's just cheese ball. Right. It looks so dumb. So dumb. He's like sitting there, like posing with bunnies.
With actual bunnies?
Yeah.
And it felt so cute at the time.
It did, but
it felt like we're doing the right thing. Yeah. And now you look back on
like,
it's like... We were sick.
That was so bad.
It's so wrong.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Did we ever decide if the Pink Pony Club was an actual strip club or a gay club?
I really didn't dig into it. Yeah. I'll get back to you.
I remember we had some questions about at one point, but I'm with you. Yeah. I haven't really taken that on as a real challenge.
I'm shopping for Easter. There's all kinds of things. There's a wiener bunny.
What's a wiener bunny?
I don't know. It's available on Amazon.
Just like a wiener dog?
Yeah, it's a wiener dog, but it's a bunny. Yeah, he's dressed up as a bunny.
I've never seen one of those.
I know, pretty cool.
Man, that Jeff Bezos at Amazon, they have everything, don't they?
They have everything. They've got bunny butts.
Bunny butts?
Bunny butts, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems a little weird. But that's okay. It's Easter. You can do whatever you want to do.
Exactly.
I don't know if Jesus really was, went into rabbit butts or anything like that.
Yeah, it's the reason for the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think so? Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a lucky rabbit's foot.
Who are we to say, right?
Exactly.
Who are we to say? Mm-hmm. Let's pitch it to Mighty Millions raffle again, okay?
Yep.
Mighty Millions raffle. Deadline for the early bird drawing is going to be this Friday night at midnight. That's 2 days away. Friday night at midnight. If you don't get your tickets, then you're not going to be a part of the early bird drawing.
Right. And that includes the 2025 Audi SQ7 plus a trip to Switzerland, or you can choose the $125,000 in cash.
Now, keep in mind, part of the proceeds go to Children's Hospital here in Colorado.
Yeah, that is that's why we're doing it, right? Yep. Anyway, go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Again, MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Oh, is it time already?
It is.
Wow.
It that's is. All right, get your tickets for the early bird deadline for Friday night at midnight is the deadline. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. I think we have the Mountain Wave Weather Guy on tomorrow.
Oh, that's a big deal.
That's a big tease. Yeah. He's going to tell us how much snow we're going to get for the weekend.
Crazy.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a good one. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.